Oh my God, lovers, thank you so much. As you all know, I'm Alicia American.
And I'm Debbie American. Hooray!
And this is the Two Question Interview Show. Yay! Oh my God, we have a panel of like indistinguishable guests who all have something like mega interesting to me and Debbie. So we're like gonna ask them like two questions each, and maybe, possibly, if they're like looper luckery, like third follow-up question.
Ooh. Let's hear it for them, ladies and gents.
So like first on our like panel is like one of my like guitar players, yo. Oh my God, Jeff Floro, yo. Oh my God, yay. Oh my God, smooches.
To thank Debbie and Alicia and Peter, you guys have made a difference in our success in our shows and all the shows that I do. Night Vision Radio with Renee.
Hooray!
Dancing with Ghosts with Rebecca Fearing.
Hooray!
And the Flow Guitar Enthusiast too with Scott.
Hooray!
You guys have been a really great help and really supportive, and I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Hooray!
Aww. Oh my God, Jeff, tell us all about your like badass guitar show on the like radio and all the like amazing peeps you've had on the like show so far, yo.
We have a show called The Flow Guitar Enthusiast.
Hooray!
And my co-host Scott Sill and I basically interview musicians and manufacturers. And the main thing is we're looking for what makes great tone. So whether it's a certain piece of equipment, a guitar, an amp, or an effects device, and then also, too, how the players play. So we've had some very interesting guests. We've had Jimmy Messina from Loggins and Messina and Poco. And we've had Frank Marino from Mahogany Rush, Richie Kotzen, and Billy Sheehan from the Winery Dogs. And it's been a lot of fun. We've done a lot of different things on the show, and we've had, you know, companies like 65 Amps, Wampler Pedals, all sorts of cool equipment and gear. And it's on every Monday night on LATalkRadio.com on Channel 1 at 8 o'clock Pacific Time and 11 o'clock Eastern.
OMG, audience, let's hear it for that awesome answer. Yay! Yay, yay!
Oh my God, Sean Maxwell, you're a, like, model, a, like, videographer, a, like, actor. What do you say is the, like, one thing you're, like, best at, you?
Well, that's a tough question. I guess with all the stuff that I like to do, the one common thread, the thing that I see in everything that I do a lot is this creativity that I have in me. It's a creative side that I'd like to think that I'm good at.
Oh.
So hopefully that answers your first question.
Oh. Oh my God, Mr. Maxwell. Tell us about these like fashion shows you like put on and stuff or whatever, yo.
Well, the thing I like about fashion shows is how I look at it as a creative challenge. There goes my creativity again. I like to put on shows that are different and most definitely have a creative, many creative elements to it. In fact, one fashion show that I had put on, I orchestrated a church scene, and it had a preacher dressed in a preacher garb, and it had church members also dressed up as church members. It had choir singers, it had an angel, it had even an opposing side to the angel, which was a devil in a devil's outfit. And this was all orchestrated, and you know, I came up with this idea, and it was like, I need to put this into the show, and so it'll be something that the audience will enjoy.
Mm, that's interesting. Oh my God, Tim Cornwell, 247 Raz from the Twitter. You're supposed to be a like minor. You look older than me, yo, and I'm 21, so you must be like, I don't know, 30.
No fair. I have two questions for Mr. Coal Miner or Raz, yo. Don't be all chatting him up on my time, yo. Oh my God.
Whoops. I forgot you're, like, fascinated with Mr. Cornell. Go ahead, Deb.
Oh, my God, Mr. Raz, is it true that when you were deeperish in the, like, mines, you, like, heard or, like, sensed, like, Tommyknockers, yo? Do you think Tommyknockers are, like, underground aliens? Or do you think they're more like ghosts, yo? Oh my god, it's like so spookery, yo.
I'm on a surface mine, and we don't go underground. We have deep mines. And I've talked to people that's heard the Tommyknockers underground. And a friend of mine, it's been years ago, but he had worked in the mines for 20-some years and never had no problem. And seen red eyes, glowing red eyes, down deep in the mines. And he left the mines and said he quit. And the mines that day caved in on some people.
Oh my god!
And he never has went back into the mines.
Oh my god.
I know, that's a good story. And I believed him too. You could tell, I can tell when a man's lying, telling the truth, you know. That was his job.
Oh my god! You also mentioned Bigfoot in your bio. Have you, like, seen him? If so, does he have a new girlfriend, yo?
I've never seen a Bigfoot.
What?
Aww. When we was kids, I seen tracks, hundreds of tracks around a place in a creek. We'd made a dam and we used to swim and play in the water way back in the mountains where it ain't many people or nothing. And it's real sandy all around the creek, and we dammed the creek up and it about stopped all the water going down the creek, and any animals that needed water would use that hole. And, yeah, it was hundreds of tracks all around it. And I'm sure that was, I know it was a Bigfoot. I'm 100% sure some kind of huge creature that is unknown.
Now, Miss Squatcher, I can tell by your name you are married to Bigfoot.
That's not funny, Lee. Her actual name is Corey Bohay. Does that mean she's, like, married to a Bohay?
It might.
Oh, right.
Miss Squatcher Bohay, you're part of a group in Canada that's like all chicks and you all like hunt Bigfoot. Can you like tell us more about your like organization, yo?
Some of my very best friends and I decide to go out in the woods looking for Bigfoot, and it's become something totally awesome. More and more girls and more friends keep getting interested and want to come out with us, and it just keeps growing, and it's really exciting. And it's long been thought that Bigfoot's approach women closer, so we're going to take advantage of that and use our assets as women to bring in the big guys. Which doesn't really sound right, does it?
Miss Squatcher, your bio says you're passionate about your career in marketing. What is it that you would say drives that passion, yo?
I really love what I do. I think there's some amazing products and services and programs out there, and people need to know about them. And when I get into something that I'm promoting and I can really get behind it, then that drives me to be successful. And that's what drives that passion. I want to share that with the world because there's so many exciting things out there that people don't know about, and they really need to know about them. So I'm really happy that I can be a part of sharing all these amazing new things with people.
Miss Squatcher Bonway, if you were like marketing moi or moi and my idiot sister Deb here, how would you like do it, yo? Say you had a budget of $30.
I could do it for nothing. And I have before. So keep your $30 and let's grab a pizza.
Hooray!
Yay!
I don't want to give away all of my secrets, but I will say this. The power of social media should not be underestimated.
Badass, yo!
Mr. Raz, you and Miss Squatcher share a, like, common interest in Bigfoot. Do you think she would, like, make a good coal miner?
And Miss Squatcher is a coal miner. She's tough, walks the mountains of Canada, and, yeah, I'm sure she would have what it takes to make a surface miner or even a deep miner. She isn't claustrophobic, which I would be. In the deep mines, I would get claustrophobic. And if I heard a Tommyknocker, I'd be gone. Ours are service mines. We run dozers and loaders, which we have a couple women, and I'm sure she'd have what it takes to become a coal miner.
Hooray!
Well, I guess I can only take that as a compliment, because I'd have to be one tough cookie if I could make it as a coal miner.
Hooray!
But I think I'm going to stick to looking for Bigfoot.
LOL. I think Miss Squatcher and Mr. Cornwell should, like, team up and then, like, hunt for Bigfoot in the coal mines, yo. Oh, my God. Hooray!
Now watch. That idea will be on, like, Sci-Fi's fall lineup. LOL.
LOL! Oh, my God. Hooray!
OMG, Nina. You look so fab. Thank you for, like, coming out, yo. Oh, my God. Since you're, like, the badass chick that, like, started my, like, Facebook fan page, my first question is, of course, about moi. Tell me, Nina, what is the, like, most badass thing about me, yo? Don't be afraid to give a, like, long answer, darling.
Well, in my opinion, it's hard just to pick one thing that I like the most about you.
Aww.
Honestly, whenever I listen to your podcast, it's, like, amazing.
Aww.
I could be in the worst of mood ever. And then once I listen, I always laugh. Sometimes more than I probably should.
LOL!
I also love the fact that you're honest and the fact that you're really hilarious. I don't know anybody else that's as funny as you.
Aww.
Also, I love your outfits.
Badass!
Your outfits are, like, the coolest.
OMG! You put the, like, go in amigo, yo! LOL! Hooray! OMG, Nina, tell us, besides Alicia, what are your, like, interests, yo? Like, what are some of your, like, fave things to do or, like, fave musicalitions or something or whatever, yo?
I am interested in many things. Mainly, I am interested in arts. Visual arts, photography, sculpting, things like that. And lately, I've been doing a lot more photography than I thought I would. I even took a class on it. And I'm in a lot of art classes to make this giant giraffe mask. Me and my friends called it Jack Mary's Tactheratrix. It's a really weird name, I guess, but it was fun making it because of the fact that it's a giant mask made out of paper mache. Also, I'm a big fan of Lady Gaga. Honestly, because of the fact that I love her music. I also love the fact that she supports homosexuality, and that is a big thing to me because of the fact that it inspires me to feel open about myself.
Yay!
Also, I find it interesting that you, Deb, asked me about my interests because I also enjoy anime. I have watched many anime through different sites online, dubbed and subtitled. And honestly, it would be hard for me to pick a favorite.
Hooray!
Nina, Raz over here is a miner who has seen a Bigfoot, and Miss Squatcher here is a, like, Bigfoot ciderer who has never been a coal miner. Tell us, Nina, is Bigfoot real?
That is one weird question.
Hooray!
But honestly, I have to say, I do not know if I believe in Bigfoot or not.
Mr. Clendon.
Thank you for having me on your
Thanks
show.
Thanks so you're much welcome. For like introducing us to Baba Ghani, the man who introduced Andy Kaufman to the world's greatest hoaxer, Alan Abel. Me and Lee love nice pranks, like ones that make you like LOL and think, yo. But we don't like mean pranks at all, yo. Mr. Clendon, do you think there are or should be ethics involved in pranksterizing?
I like the idea of bending people's reality. I like the idea of giving them a new perspective of how to look at things. And I guess I've always associated the word prank with something that was sort of negative in nature or was there to embarrass somebody or just make them look like a fool in public, I guess. I suppose if there's going to be any sort of ethics with pranks, it would basically lie in, if there's any embarrassing to be had or fools to be made fun of, it's the people who are actually putting on the pranks. Because something like Alan Abel faking his death, for instance, or Bob Pagani leading a group called CRAN in protests against Crayola for retiring 8 of its colors, you know, those are, I would say, ethical, and they're hilarious, and they're not hurting anybody. Or making them look like idiots. I think that's one of my problems with when I see prank shows. They're trying to make people look like idiots. Whereas, imagine if, like, for instance, Kaufman, you know, he would cry up on stage while he's playing the bongos, and he's bringing the audience together because they're all laughing together. Those kind of pranks, if you want to call them that, I think are phenomenal. Things that bring people together, phenomenal. And to kind of shake them out of their daily routines, given something magical. Basically everything that Improv Everywhere does is genius. I think it's phenomenal. It's a prank, I suppose you'd call it that, but like that fast food thing where everybody's just singing in there, I think it's phenomenal. Everybody's together and having fun.
Mr. Clendenin, when you're like not working on Andy Kaufman stuff, how do you like express yourself artistic and nationally?
Well, thank you for asking, Alicia. You know, there seems to be a lot of projects I'm involved with at once. I kind of liken it to the idea of spinning a bunch of plates. I just noticed that the more I'm saying yes to things, the more I'm being offered opportunities to do stuff, and the more I'm accepting those invitations is the more that I'm getting invited to do more stuff. And I've been noticing what's cool is that all this stuff that I've said yes to and I've kind of planted the seeds over the years, they're all kind of breaking through the ground. There's a retro sci-fi film I worked on called Max Neptune. That's out on YouTube right now. You can watch that. It's a short film inspired by Flash Gordon. And then I'm in a Duran Duran tribute band called Rio, and I play Nick Rhodes in that. And so we kind of tour around different areas, Arizona, Seattle, sometimes around Los Angeles. Then there's Really Bad Movie, which is a cartoon. I do the voice of Dirk Malone in that. It's kind of like a Scooby-Doo TV show. Silent E, that's another one. It's like a computer animated movie. I do a bunch of voices, but mostly the square root of negative one. Bloody Bobby, that's a horror film. I play the part of Reggie, and that was the first feature film I ever shot. We shot that over the course of 9 days. And it was really cool. I was able to get my dad involved, a bunch of my friends as extras and stuff. That's being edited right now. Then there's Beta, which is a science fiction film. I play the spokesperson in that, and also I contributed some art, some paintings for the
Mr. Clendenin and Miss Squatcher and Mr. Cornell might get a TV show about hunting Bigfoot and coal mines. What kind of TV show would you like to star in your dream of dreams, yo? Aww.
That's an amazing question, Debbie. Thank you for asking. I'd like to be in a TV show. I think that's very reminiscent of, if you've ever seen the movie Head, by Jack Nicholson, wrote it.
Hooray!
And the monkeys are in it.
Hooray!
And it has all kinds of genres. Musical, western, action, dancing, just crazy, crazy stuff, crazy stuff. It breaks the fourth wall, but I think I'd like to have a TV show kind of like that.
Yay!
Cartoon Taffy, as a living cartoon in social media, do you think the rights of the cartoon character community in the human world are expanding? Or like, unexpandering, yo?
Hey, I'm Cartoon Taffy, and I am the main character in the book Life is Just a Taffy Pull. You can get it at Amazon. I am sweet, but a bit of a tart too. Hey, that makes me a sweet tart. I sure don't think it's expanding. I think they are afraid of us, because we speak our minds, and because we're cute.
Cartoon Taffy, you are a cartoon character on the Twitter like me and Deb. Dish it for us, honey. When you, like, flirt with peeps online, do the humans think that means you're, like, voice actress, like, owes them a, like, date or something, yo? And isn't that, like, annoying? Answer the second question first, yo.
No, I don't find it annoying. After all, I'm always searching for love. Hey, do you think the guy that did the 9 retweets in a row has the hots for this cartoon diva? Oh.
Hooray!
Also, on our, like, distinguishable panel tonight is the one and only hip-hop radio man, Mr. Mojo, yo. Oh my god, we, like, love you, Mr. Mojo.
Hey, before we start the interview, let me just say that even though I'm a big radio star in cartoon world and the real world, that I'm a really big fan of Those American Girls, registered trademark. And that on my personal iPod, there are only 3 mega badass songs, yo. OMG Lover,
woo!
I Am So Hot,
yay!
Of course, Bump It.
Woo, hooray!
Now that I'm meeting you in person, I have to admit, Alicia, that is a mighty fine behind.
Oh.
That's right, honey. Mashed potatoes with some gravy. Mr. Mojo be starving, yo.
Oh my god, tell us, Mr. Mojo. Who dat Mr. Mojo man?
Well, Alicia, that's a really good question. A lot of people have been asking me that lately. Well, as everybody knows, of course, I am the host of the Motor City Funk and Soul Radio Show on MotorCitySoulShow.com, and that I broadcast funky beats directly from high above the planet from the mothership. But lately, there have been all kinds of paparazzi. Ooh, icky, right?
Hello, Al.
And they're camped out on my lawn, stepping all over the petunias. And you know that guy from TV with the hair? That funny-looking fellow with the ancient astronaut show? Well, he's always there, and he keeps mumbling, "I have proved that Mr. Mojo is an extraterrestrial alien. And if ancient astronaut theorists are correct, Mr. Mojo is an impeccably dressed, shape-shifted man in black from the suburbs of Alpha Tau Reguli."
Spookery!
Which is totally bogus, because I'm so totally downtown, yo. And that fellow from TMZ, well, he won't leave me alone. He's always asking me that question. So the other day I said, "No kidding, Javi. What was your first clue? The big-ass spaceship parked in the driveway?" Now, Alicia, does that adequately not answer your question?
Oh my god, we like love you, Mr. Mojo! OMG, how did you get the name Mr. Mojo, yo?
Well, hi there, Debbie. You're cuter than a basket full of kittens, you are.
LOL!
Now, Debbie, honestly now, now that you've looked at me, now that you've met me in person, could you possibly call me anything else?
Okay.
Mr. Mojo, level with us, please, on a, like, serious subject, yo. You've heard what the others, like, have to say. Now, you please decide once and for all for us. Is Bigfoot real?
Alicia, honey, I know for a fact that Bigfoot is real. I confess, I am Bigfoot. Whoops, here comes the mothership to beam me up. But before I go, you know Mr. Mojo loves those American girls.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, now we have like one of my like guitar players, yo. Oh my god, Jeff Floro, yo.
Hooray for Jeff Floro! Hooray! Mr. Floro, besides doing your badass guitar show, you also producerize Renee Barnett's ultra mega spookery radio show, yo. Oh my god! What would you say it is that draws all us badass guitar players towards spookeriness? Is it Satan? Oh my god, please say no, please say no.
It's very interesting because a lot of people that I've met in music are really fascinated by the paranormal. I don't think it's satanic or anything like that, but I think in general, people are looking more into themselves and into their inner gifts and powers. And some of it can be spooky. Some of them, like the UFO stuff that we do, I'm really into that stuff. And
spookery.
I know that Debbie's scared of that, but and rightly so. Some of it is kind of scary. But yeah, I've noticed a lot of people in the industry are really into the paranormal and bizarre stuff.
So, Jeff, it seems Miss Squatcher and Mr. Cornell are going to hunt Bigfoot in coal mines. Do you think Renee Barnett would want to, like, producerize the show? If so, could I, like, get an executory producer or credit? I always wanted to be one of those, yo. Oh, my God.
I really do think you should ask Renee about that. And I'm sure if you ended up doing the show with her, and I'm sure she's real interested in doing a lot of different projects, and she's great to work with. I'm sure you could get executive producer for that.
Yay!
So, I don't think that would be a problem, but to be honest with you, you need to ask her for that. She picks her projects.
Oh my god, that's like all the time we have on this week's like webisode of Two Question Interview Show. Yeah. If you want to like see more webisodes, then like get your TV network to like hire us to do like talk show. Yo, lol, badass.